The Kremlin continues its crackdown on Russia's independent news outlets. The state-run gas monopoly Gazprom has completed its takeover of NTV, the country's independent national television station. Today, a leading independent newspaper that was part of NTV's parent company stopped publishing. Other independent news organizations are under increasing government pressure. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is in Moscow. Michelle, what's the significance of today's development?
Well, what happened today, it's the newspaper Sivodnya, and like NTV, it's part of this media holding that's run by Vladimir Guzinski. He's the oligarch who's in Spain right now fighting extradition to Russia on fraud charges. Now, Sivodnya decided not to publish today. A new editor was installed, and the ousted one is working with journalists now, and they're talking about starting up an internet page for the time being to at least get their messages out. I think the internet will become a more lively place after all of this happens. The other thing that's happening today is Itogi magazine, which is a very influential magazine here. The journalists were not allowed into their offices, and they're worried that Gazprom has a new group of journalists preparing to take over and to start publishing a very different-looking Itogi magazine.
Well, the takeover of NTV occurred over the weekend. What are you seeing on NTV today?
Well, I wouldn't say it's changed dramatically. In fact, there are a lot of journalists that stayed on, a lot of anchors that stayed on. Some people came back who had left NTV earlier. So I think for most viewers, it's very subtle changes. They're still doing newscasts from the same studios, the same symbols. And most importantly for a lot of the public, the NTV was always popular for the soap operas that it has. So those are still on the air. So the journalists that remained are simply recreating the programs that were on the air. So far, the line has not changed too dramatically, but again, it was all over the Easter weekend, so it's been very subtle changes.
Some of the NTV journalists who refused to work under Gazprom went to another station. What do you know about that?
That's right. They went to what's called TNT, and it's also part of Vladimir Guzinski's empire. It's a much smaller station. Far fewer people receive the signal. Even in Moscow, you need a special antenna in many buildings just to listen to it, to watch it. The dissident NTV journalists who are working out of these studios are scrambling to get the news on the air. They're feeling proud of themselves that they're managing in such difficult circumstances. But even there, it's difficult to say how long it's going to last because TNT managers are facing tax evasion investigations. That's one of the ways the government has always been able to put pressure on stations and newspapers is to send in the tax inspectors, and we're seeing that already.
Gazprom says this isn't about the free press at all. It's about getting NTV to pay back loans. That's so?
Well, I mean, if that were the case, I think it could have been done more easily without coming in with their own security guards over Easter weekend, without sending tax inspectors and all the investigations that even led up to the takeover. But, you know, Russians are split on these, even though it looks like dramatic changes from the outside. People are split. I think the young generation in particular does see this as a business takeover. Those that remember the days of the censorship, however, are a little more fearful about all these changes.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman in Moscow.